Good afternoon, Miss Fine.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sheffield. You know, the kids are at school. Niles is shopping. We could do it.
All right. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Max.
You look beautiful, Fran.
Oh, over 40 and you can say it again so quick.
I'm home.
Oh, oh. Eyelash, right there. I got it.
Thanks, yeah. Good cover there, Max.
Who told you about the first name thing?
The guy that owns the fruit stand.
How the hell does he know?
I'm making ambrosia tonight.
Fran, guess what? My friend Billy invited me to spend term break with him and his family in the Middle East.
Oh, that is so exciting, sweetheart. You know, his father is royalty. Yeah, he's the Sultan of Khorasan.
Wow. Gee, I wonder if he knows my cousin Barry, the waterbed king.
So can I go, Daddy? Maggie and Brighton are going away.
Oh, sweetheart. Much as I'd like you to go to Khorasan, it's very, very far away.
Yeah, honey. We'll have a good time here. The house will be empty. It'll just be your father and me. And, you know, I don't think Niles has ever been to the Middle East.
No, not Niles. I need him here. I have a mountain of work to do. I tell you what, Miss Fine, why don't you take her?
excuse me, honey. You know, I think this little girl will be very disappointed if she doesn't go with Niles.
Grace has never been anywhere with Niles.
This little girl. Honey, go upstairs. Let me talk to your father.
Okay.
Well, I'm obviously being a little too subtle here, but with all the kids out of the house, we could call each other Fran and Max in every room of the house.
Tempting as that sounds, Fran, this is a very busy time for me. I have investors to entertain, and I'd like to serve them something other than Gino's pizza rolls.
One brunch, and I'm branded for life. I don't understand why you don't want to spend time with me.
Wait, who said I don't want to spend time with you? Now, I have to earn a living. Yeah, that's right. I have expenses. You know, this year alone, my food bill doubled.
Now, please, let's not bring my mother into this.
Oh, God.
I guess I'm going back to the desert, but I might not return that quickly. Our people tend to dilly-dally there.
Fran.
Miss Fine.
You and Nanny Fine are having a big old fight about shipping her off to the Middle East.
Who told you that?
The garbage man.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Honey, it's just that I keep running this fight that I had with your father over and over in my mind. I don't know how I'm going to be able to have a good time. Wow, is this place drop-dead gorgeous. This is even more beautiful than the Taj Mahal.
Fran, when were you in India?
Trump opened another one in India?
Now this would be your room, and Miss Grace's room is connected through that door.
Wow, you guys really went all out at the Bombay Company.
Now His Majesty the Sultan is expecting you for dinner.
Okay.
And he requests that you both wear traditional garb, which you'll find in your closets.
Oh, boy. Gee, do you have anything that breathes a little bit? Because I know that it's a dry heat, but at 117 degrees, any way you look at it, it's a schwitz. if I die tomorrow?
Toy, toy, toy!
I can honestly say I was treated like royalty. We napped in satin sheets, we bathed in lilac-scented water, and even in Arabic, Alf transcends the language barrier.
Gracie, I'm so happy to see you.
Hi, Billy.
Smile.
Fran, this is my friend Billy.
Oh, hi. My compliments on your beautiful home. Who designed it?
It was built during the First Dynasty by the Sultan Ali.
Oh, wow. Do you have his card? Because my Aunt Sale is thinking of adding an island to her kitchen.
Hey, Billy, you said you had a camel. Can we go see it?
Sure. But while you're here, it's customary to address me as Prince Mohammed.
But Prince Mohammed, your nickname at school is Goober.
And I not the Sultan, King Hassan, Ibn Abdul Ali, Ibn Midwal, Ibn Muhammad, Ibn Abdul Ali.
It is a pleasure finally to meet my son's American guests. Miss Sheffield, Miss Fine.
Hi.
Welcome.
You know, you look exactly like... like you do on the back of the Khorasan shekel.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to make a bet with someone so I can flip it in the air and shout, tails or me. Tails or me.
That's a good one. Can I take a picture of us? I have it all set for self-timer. Come on, everybody, shmush together. Cheese. I'll make copies for everybody. It'll be a very nice memento.
Master Brighton, just because your vacation plans fell through, you don't have to sit around like a zombie. This is the most exciting city in the world. Go out. There are parks, museums, concerts.
Uh-huh, yeah. Look, can you move? I can't see Yasmin Bleeth's butt. Hello, I was watching that.
Well, now you're watching this.
You watching Clueless? Wouldn't that be a little bit redundant?
At least I'm not watching the women I'll never get within 100 miles of channel.
You know what? Shut up! I'm so sick of this.
All right, that's it. Everybody up and out, or I will tell your father that you... that you... God, you kids are dull. Just go out and get something pierced.
Oh, honestly, Niles, am I the only one who does any work around here?
I'm going to let that pass.
I know that you are angry because you had a fight with Miss Fine.
And she has to understand that I cannot just drop everything to spend time with her.
Right. She has to understand that men are the providers, the warriors, the hunters. Oh, I'm killing myself. I didn't get tulips.
Oh, why can't a woman be more like a man?
Well, there's your prototype.
Oh, Your Highness, this has been an incredible 5 days. Thank you so much for inviting me to this party.
No. You know, Fran, I did not even think I would have a chance to dance with you. When Hosni Mubarak gets a few drinks in him, he becomes quite the chatterbox.
Oh, thank you. Do you know, I love your pin. It's so gorgeous.
Then it is yours.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Ah, but you must. It is customary in our country when a guest admires a possession, she must have it.
Oh, did I say pin? I meant palace. No, you know, it's very beautiful, but it's really more my mother.
Then I think I should love your mother.
Uh-oh, now she's yours. I'll be honest with you, Your Highness. I really didn't want to come here at first, but I'm having a wonderful time.
Are you not homesick?
I was a little homesick, but then I went downtown and I found the Golden Arches. I'll tell you, they'd make a mint selling that McShawarma back in the States. Thank you.
Oh, Fran.
Yes?
I have enjoyed your company immensely. And my son, he adores you.
Oh, he's such a sweet boy. I'll tell you, everybody has been so nice. I'm going to miss this place.
Then why don't you stay?
Well, I would, but I'm on a restricted ticket, and that would mean another $72.50 if I...
No, Fran. I mean, why don't you stay and live with us here in the palace forever?
Oh, forever? Oh, Your Highness, well, that would mean that I wouldn't be home in time for the last episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello, Sheffield residents.
Ma, I gotta talk to you.
Oh, how did you know I was here?
I got calls from Brighton, Maggie, Niles, and Roger Clinton next door. He said his pizza was never delivered.
He should thank me. Chunky runs in that family.
Ma, I gotta tell you something you're not gonna believe. I think I just got a marriage proposal.
What? You live with a gorgeous millionaire who is this close to a son to me? Who is this? Yes.
The king of this country.
Is he tall?
6'1"-ish. The point is, I'm in love with Mr. Sheffield. Has he mentioned me? Does he miss me?
I have not seen him all week. If I didn't know better, I would think it was intentional.
Oh, Ma, I gotta go. I think that's my lady in waiting bringing me my Diet Pepsi. Bye. Coming. Oh, Your Highness. What are you doing here?
I sent a message for you to meet me on the veranda.
Oh, you meant my veranda. Because, you know, there's like 200 verandas sticking out of this place. You're going to have to be more specific.
If this is awkward for you, I can leave.
Oh, no. You might as well stay. I mean, you walk the 2 miles down the corridor to get here.
I have come for my answer. Will you stay?
You know, I am really very flattered, but we hardly know each other.
But I know you're beautiful. Intelligent, charming.
And I know you're a king. All right, we bonded. The thing is, I'm really sort of involved with Mr. Sheffield. I mean, Maxwell. We are on a first-name basis, you know. It's just, we don't say it in front of other people is the thing. But we've only been together for 5 years. We don't want to rush these things. Did that sound as pathetic to you as it did to me?
The Englishman. What can this man possibly offer you that I cannot?
You know, you're offering me everything that I have ever dreamed of. But I can't stay. I must say no.
I should warn you, I do not give up easily. I am a man who does not like the answer no.
Well, I'm sure I can't be the first girl to ever say no to you. I mean, what are you going to do, chop my hand off? Kidding.
What's that?
It's my present for Mr. Sheffield. Next week is his birthday.
Why didn't you remind me? You are just trying to make me look bad.
No, that would be gilding the lily.
Niles, hasn't Miss Fine even bothered to call to check up on the children?
I believe they're all right, sir.
Well, then, I guess it's time to get back to work.
Mm-hmm. Maxwell, I finished all our work, so we'd have some free time.
Isn't she a good girl?
But I can also be bad.
No, sir. No postcards from Miss Fine either.
Oh, Niles, what have I done?
I mean, what was she asking for, after all? Hmm? Just to spend a little more time with me? Maybe I should just admit I was wrong and ask her forgiveness.
No, that would be the worst thing you could do. It's weak.
You want to get to her? Make believe you're with another woman.
No, Cece, I'm going to go upstairs and call her right now.
Wait, I have a surprise for you.
Happy birthday. I know it's a week early, but I thought, you know, you could use it now.
Oh, an airline ticket to Kuristan. Cece, you are a hopeless romantic. Niles, pack my bags.
I guess you're not the only one who can be bad.
But Fran, I don't want to go home. I'm having a blast. And besides, Billy and I are even going for a camel ride later.
Honey, I got an Aunt Gert at home with a hump. You can ride her up and down Queens Boulevard all you want once we get home. Go to the Amway, get on my clothes. I'm gonna get the ticket. Where are the tickets and the passports?
Fran, all your clothes are gone.
All of them?
Something's not kosher here.
Honey, nothing's kosher here. All right, listen. You know what? You stay put. I'm going to go talk to the Sultan and find out what's going on. I'll be right back. Honey, I guess he really wouldn't take no for an answer. Boy, I don't want to scare you, sweetie, but I think we're being held hostage here. Oh, my God. This is like that movie, Not Without My Daughter, which personally I think was a poor choice to show on the plane over here. Well, that guard might be good at holding an AK-47, but he sure ain't good at holding his Snapple.
Gonna work?
Sure, honey. We'll just be casual. We look like belly dancers. Well, what's on way out of here? Follow me.
Miss Fine, what are you doing?
Staying alive?
Yellow.
Well, actually, you know, King, we were looking for you because we were going to go into town, maybe have a little lunch, go visit the American Embassy. Would you be up for something like that?
Miss Fine, there you are.
Daniel,
finally, I've found you.
What are you doing here? How did you get in the palace?
I just knocked on the palace door, and before I know it, everyone's bowing and scraping and kissing my ring. I have to say, this is the friendliest bloody country in the world.
Yeah, well, it's a little too friendly if you ask me.
Hello, Maxwell Ship.
His Majesty, the Sultan, King Ghassan, Badi al-Musari al-Mustafa
al-Mustafa. Ghassan. Your Majesty, so, this is the man you say I remind you of? Really? I don't see it.
This man was holding us hostage here.
What do you mean, hostage?
Oh, come now. I reject you and suddenly I can't find my tickets or my passport?
I had them locked up in the palace safe. They're worth a great deal of money on the black market.
Uh-huh. And why was there a guard outside of our door?
There were some terrorist threats. I wanted to ensure your safety.
All right, Mr. Know-it-all. How do you get the nougat inside a Three Musketeers bar?
Actually, it's a three-tiered process. First, they turn the nougat into strips, and then they...
Okay. I'm telling you, Mr. Sheffield, this man was forcing me to stay here to be his wife. Go on, tell him.
Wife?
I wanted you here as my nanny.
Oh, please. Well, what was all that talk about me staying here forever, huh?
I have 4 wives. Goober is not the end of the line. Believe me, I have no romantic interest in you whatsoever. You are free to leave at any time. Now would be good.
Well, I'd better go say goodbye to Billy while I'm still in this outfit.
Sheffield, I know that I'm not crazy. That king was coming on to me.
Well, of course he was, Miss Fine. Of course he was. Anyone could see he was smitten with you.
Wasn't he?
Of course he was. He's a man. And unfortunately, some men are just not very good at expressing their feelings. And I could see right through that, Sultan. Oh, yes, you'd start as his nanny, all right. You'd start working for him for a few years, and then eventually be on a first-name basis. And then one day he'd come to realize you were more important to him than his work. And then, ha, then he'd tell you he loves you.
And when does that happen?
Right now. I love you.
What?
Fran, I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for flying Kurdistan Air. We know you have a choice when you fly. So, will the woman in 3B who spent the last 17 hours quelling that her boss finally told her he loved her, please next time choose Qantas?
Oh my goodness, the relationship between Fran and Mr. Sheffield is set to well and truly blossom at 3:45 tomorrow. Next, there's Trouble in the Love Stakes for Prue in Chant.